You're not even gonna fake laugh for me?
Oh, I didn't even notice.
Wow, Brendan. That's
I'm having a good morning.
Yeah, that's some solid work.
And now it's sports time, featuring forecasts, plot synopsis, character studies, explanations, and interviews, making sports accessible to everyone from the diehard to the hardly interested. With your host, Ezra Fisher, it's the Dear Sports Fan Podcast.
Hi, everyone. It's a very exciting time in the football season for football fans and non-fans alike. There are only 3 games left. That's right. This Sunday, the 4 teams left in the playoffs will play in 2 semifinal games, which are confusingly called the NFC and AFC Championship games, and the winners will go on to play in the Super Bowl on February 1st. To preview this weekend's action, I asked my friend Brendan to come back on the podcast.
All right, we're back to preview the second game of Sunday. It's the Indianapolis Colts at New England Patriots, 6:40 p.m. on CBS. That's right, the Colts at the Patriots.
What?
Let's start with the thing a commentator is most likely to say about this game. Brendan?
The thing a commentator is going to say about this game is for the Indianapolis Colts to have a shot at beating the Patriots, they're going to have to figure out some way to generate a running game and not just have Andrew Luck throw the ball 55 times.
That sounds about right. I went a little bit more mundane. I went with, these quarterbacks should be okay in the rain. It's really only high wind that affects the passing game, and it's not too windy out there today.
You think it's not going to be windy?
Well, I don't know. Weather Underground told me it's going to be in the high 30s. It's definitely going to be raining, and it's only going to have about 5 to 7 mile per hour winds. So,
all right.
Yeah,
I'll buy that.
I think it'll be fine. All right, the thing you would say if you were the commentator.
Well, I don't want to say exactly the same thing I said in the first game. So instead, I'll go the opposite direction and say, I'm dying for this to be a close game so that it comes down to Adam Vinatieri versus Steven Gostkowski, the two kickers who are the two best kickers in the league and have played one filled the other's shoes, and the other is 74 years old.
Cool. Yeah, I said, I cannot wait to see what tricky, slightly underhanded, hysterical New England coach Bill Belichick has planned for today.
It wasn't underhanded.
So Bill Belichick last week, he's the coach of the Patriots, and he released a tactic into the game that was so unusual that the opposing coach complained to the refs and said they thought he was breaking the rules.
Which he was not doing, as the league has confirmed.
Right, which he was not doing. I would say that's underhanded.
It is not underhanded.
How is it not it's deceptive and intending to trick the other team. Isn't that what underhanded means?
No, but underhanded implies that there's something immoral about it. There's nothing immoral about exploiting the rules of the game and the letter of the law of the game to gain an advantage when the other team can do the exact same thing.
Oh yeah, I love it. Like I said, I want to see what he's got in store for this week.
Yeah.
So the player most likely to win the game for their team, starting with the Patriots and then going to the Colts.
So I went the boring route with this because when it comes to the Patriots, the only person I ever care about is Tom Brady. Because I know you have a slightly different take on it, but from my end, if he's playing well, they're going to score enough points to win just about any game. So I would pick him for every game they play.
Yep. So I went with Rob Gronkowski, because isn't it always Rob Gronkowski? He's the only really true sort of freak of nature the Patriots have athletically, and he's capable of turning any play into a touchdown, pretty much. If not him, it could be LeGarrette Blount, just to go against the grain. He is a big, powerful running back who the Patriots had on their team last year, and then I think they cut him, and he got signed by the Steelers. And then he had some sort of disciplinary problem with the Steelers, so they cut him, and the Patriots just snapped him back up again, like they often do. And the last time the Patriots played the Colts, which was this season, they ran for 250 yards against them. So if they try that strategy again, I think Blount might be featured.
Yeah, or any of the other five running backs, but yeah, he most likely him. The other person to keep an eye on would be, if you're bored of Tom Brady, would be on defense, Darrell Revis. If we're assuming that the Colts are not going to be able to run the ball and they're going to have to throw the ball around, if they're further hamstrung because they can't throw the ball against Darrell Revis, that means that their already one-dimensional game plan just became like half a dimension because they can only throw to half the field.
Yeah, I love rooting for a team with a half-dimensional offense.
Yeah, it makes it easier to watch. You basically just look left.
Yeah. All right, so tell us your player most likely to win the game for the Colts.
I would say the player who's actually most likely to help them win the game is T.Y. Hilton, who is the best playmaker on the Colts offense. And if we're assuming that they're not going to be able to run the ball, which I'm feel pretty safe assuming, T.Y. Hilton is going to have an absolutely monstrous game as the only real weapon on the offense. Or kind of explosive weapon on the offense. So I think if the Colts win, you will see a ridiculous day out of him.
Yeah, I went on the other side of the ball. I figured if the Colts have a chance in this game, and I actually think they do, they're going to have to shut down the Patriots' passing game on defense and probably create a couple of turnovers. So I went with one of their best cornerbacks, Vontae Davis. I think he'll have a big game if the Colts win. And you know he'll be prepared for Tom Brady. He actually seems a little bit obsessed with him. Last year, after a game against another team entirely, an interviewer asked Davis how he prepared for the game. And in response, he said, well, he prepared all week for Tom Brady. So you know he'll be prepared this week for Tom Brady.
That's a little bizarre.
Yeah. All right, so what will it mean if the Patriots win?
It will mean a restoration of order in the universe, where Belichick and Brady are once again the dominant players in the AFC, and all of the other kind of one-and-done pretenders will have fallen away. And also, I think it will mean, you know, that the statistic inevitabilities have kind of had their way, because the Patriots have gone too many years with arguably with the best team in the AFC without actually winning the AFC. Yeah. I think it's happened too many times in the last decade, even though they've still won it plenty of times.
Yeah. Well, they haven't won a Super Bowl in over, I think, in 10 years. I would say if New England wins, it's a triumph of organizational continuity. The Patriots have had the same owner, coach, and general manager and quarterback since 2001, and that's pretty unheard of.
Yeah, well, and the triumph of merciless kind of industrial assembly line. No one's irreplaceable. There's no sentiment to it. As soon as you're not of value to them, you're gone.
Yep.
Or of enough value to them, you're gone.
Yeah, and they don't even, I mean, they trade down in almost every draft because they'd rather have more cheaper players than a few highly paid stars.
Yeah.
And what does it mean if the Colts win?
If the Colts win, it means that Andrew Luck has officially supplanted the previous generation of quarterbacks in the AFC, having beaten Peyton Manning's what is it? Bill Simmons always says the corpse of Peyton Manning. But Tom Brady at his peak, or near his peak, then I think he would clearly be the ascending quarterback in the AFL, yeah. AFC.
Yeah, I would said roughly the same thing. If the Colts win, it's a changing of the guard, which is the AFC, the conference that these two teams are in have been dominated by decades by Peyton Manning and Tom Brady. And Andrew Luck is in his, I think, third year. This year he is in ascendance if either way really, but if they beat the Patriots, definitely.
I feel like it's only a matter of time before he's in the ascendance, but this would be him seizing it slightly ahead of schedule rather than waiting for Tom Brady to completely fall off and just having him accepted by default.
So the Patriots are favored by 6.5 points in this game. Basically the same as the Seattle Green Bay game, but a half point less. Who do you want to win, and who do you think is going to win?
Uh, Well, let's start with who I think is going to win because it's an easier question. I think the Patriots are going to win because I think Bill Belichick is such a brilliant defensive mind that he will have plenty of things in store for Andrew Luck that will confuse him. And I don't think he's going to let them run the ball. And I also think they're playing, well, I know that they're playing in New England. So at home, I don't think there's any way the Colts can get over that. I think the Colts to win. Just because I do like the storyline of Andrew Luck arriving slightly ahead of schedule, staking his claim. And I can't get enough of that beard. It would be 2 weeks of talk about neck beard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely want the Patriots to win. I almost always root for old age and treachery over youth and vigor. So yeah, I definitely want the Patriots to win, and I'm kind of divided. I don't know what I think yet. I think logic tells me that the Patriots should win. The Colts, really, I think by a lot of advanced metrics, weren't actually playing that well during the regular season. I think they had a pretty soft schedule, and then, you know, they beat the Bengals, who never win in the playoffs, and then they beat Denver, which looked like a sort of imposing team, but if Peyton Manning really had a torn quad muscle or was just way too old, it makes that game, that makes that victory look not quite as good either. So logic kind of tells me that the Patriots should win. But it's superstition is telling me something can't be that easy because, it's like, there's these two teams I'd really want to see in the Super Bowl, the Green Bay Packers and the New England Patriots. And I just think it's going to be the other two teams. I think the Seahawks and the Colts might win. So maybe that's just pessimism.
Yeah, this is a lifetime of disappointment rearing its ugly head.
Yep, yep. All right, well, thanks for joining us. That was awkward.
Well, it's definitely not thanks for joining we.
Thanks for listening to the Dear Sports Fan podcast. You can find more podcasts and tons of writing at dearsportsfan.com. If you like what you see and hear there, please subscribe. Thanks to Jesse Fisher for the theme music. He's at jessefisher.com. Have a great day.